Time now for your letters. We've been covering the recent controversy over town hall meetings on health care. Some of those meetings have been disrupted by loud protesters. As part of our coverage on Friday, we talked with a woman in Austin, Texas. Heather Liggett helped organize a protest at a neighborhood meeting held by her Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett.
We got a lot of email about my interview, and many of you were upset that we gave Heather Liggett airtime. Karen Wolf of Venice, California writes, Ms. Liggett is not just expressing a point of view, she is communicating talking points and following tactics of an organized campaign. I thought National Public Radio was above this.
And Bob Burchard of Catonsville, Maryland, put this question to us. Why was Heather Liggett not asked to support her repeated assertion that she was speaking for the majority of citizens in Doggett's Austin district?
And Angie Drake of Universal City, Texas, writes to say that she, too, is a health care protester, protesting, as she says, for health care reform. She continues, but my voice and those of other pro-healthcare reformers are being drowned out because we are polite, non-offensive, and actually want to have conversations with our congressmen. When NPR chooses to present only the loudest protesters, they are missing the bigger part of the picture.
Finally, I talked last week with Adam Carolla. Earlier this year, the comedian lost his job as a morning show radio host when his station changed format. Since then, he's become a podcasting sensation. Some of you liked him, and some of you definitely did not.
But when Carolla said his podcast, called CarCast, was funnier than a certain public radio show about cars, well, Eric Ketcherside of Phoenix couldn't let that slide. He writes this, Carolla shouldn't be allowed to compare himself to Tom and Ray Maliazzi. Their show is utterly unique, tailored for a specific, discriminating audience. Adam's humor is just like that of so many others you can find anywhere above the bottom one-fifth of the digital dial. Car talk, then, is like handcrafted coachwork, say a Duesenberg or a Rolls-Royce. And Adam is just a Corolla.
We love hearing from you. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.